Today, our funeral service for late Mrs. Min Jung-hee falls on St. Valentine's Day. Once, he was instruments of God to bless every young couple in romantic love with each other. So, the blessing upon holy matrimony among Christian couples is indeed a wonderful way to have their departing service to heavenward. Without the blessing of their holy matrimony, none of her children, grandchildren, even great-grandchildren could have been born. So this special day, service is held on St. Valentine's Day, was something special, and we give thanks to God for such wonderful occasion. I read from Apostle Paul's letter to Thessalonica, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 through verse 18, from NASB. But we do not want you to be uninformed, brethren, about those who are asleep, so that you will not grieve as do the rest who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God. The dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. We Christians are living here while waiting for the Son of God from heaven. Consequently, our outlook on this life is entirely different from the non-Christian's outlook on this life. We who look heavenward see things in a completely different light than those who are busy digging in this life on earth. Therefore, our future expectations and outlook on this life are very closely related and affect each other. We Christians' view of death is also diametrically opposed to the unbeliever's view. We children of God take leave of this life in an entirely different way than the children of this world, because the children of this world die, while we, the children of God, just fall asleep. St. Paul here and elsewhere in his letters in the New Testament Bible speaks of falling asleep rather than dying. Paul says so not to be different or simply to emphasize some small point. His reason is rather that he has an entirely different view of death. St. Paul's phrase, falling asleep, can be uniquely found in the dictionary of the Christian jargons. In Paul's mind and understanding, falling asleep is a privilege exclusively reserved for those who are in Christ Jesus, the true Christians. Even if this specific phenomenon called physical death
remains an enemy with whom we Christians can never make a peace. We are allowed to give it the least fearful name anyone could think of, falling asleep. This specifically physical event we call physical death remains exactly the same for all men, regardless of whether they have been born again Christians or not. In this specific respect, all men on earth are in the same boat, because all, including we Christians, must die someday. Sometimes it can even happen that the death of a child of the non-Christian world is more peaceful than the death of a righteous and holy child of God. A child of the non-Christian world may pass away quietly and peacefully as a burning candle slowly goes out, while a Christian's soul is torn from the body after a fearful struggle and pain on his deathbed. But appearances are oftentimes quite deceptive. From the outside, everything looks beautiful and peaceful when a rich man dies. There is a first-class funeral with many flowers and wreaths, numerous genuine mourners, and a series of eulogies at the graveside as well. But the poor Deacon Stephen in the first century in the Bible, on the other hand, died under horrible conditions. Sharp stones flying through the air, shattering his bones and skull to fragments. But we Christians all know that the rich man just died while the Deacon Stephen calmly fell asleep under the shower of flying stones. The difference we can find not in anything visible, but in something invisible. Some die and eventually will wake up again on the judgment day in horror and pain, while others will just fall asleep in the Lord Jesus with a great expectation of a joyful and glorious waking up again. Then, the way in which so-called the natural death takes place everywhere is just a secondary issue. We would do well not to pay too much attention to it. St. Paul, here and in his other letters in the Bible, does not use the term falling asleep as a euphemism. That is a pleasant sounding word for something awful and fearful. It was not his custom to beautify and cover up an ugly and unpleasant reality with pleasant words. When the Bible uses this calm term, fall asleep for death, it is not offering us enchanting flowers to counteract the gruesome effect of death. No, for us Christians, death is in fact a sleep. Sleep is not the end of life, but a new beginning. It is but a step on the way to a better, far better, exquisite awakening. Sleep is not an end, but a means. It is a link between the evening's twilight and the morning's bright dawn. Thus, the death for all we Christians is really only a transition, and we can safely stop worrying about
death today once for all. Indeed, this physical death is for us Christians is not a dead-end street, but a halfway, a passageway to eternal life. Just as sleep serves to make us feel renewed, rested, refreshed, and recharged when we wake up, so death opens the door to a new refreshed and beautiful morning to us. Every night, we all go to bed and fall asleep. While we fall asleep, no one will say to us, we are dead. No, we are all alive while we fall asleep. Likewise, today, our beloved friend Jung Yimin and our loved ones who have fallen asleep in the Lord Jesus Christ are not really gone. She, with other saints, is asleep now, resting in the bosom of her Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Since it's quite possible that we may or may not see the day of our Lord's return in our lifetime, we will have to face the prospect of our own physical death sooner or later. What will we call it when it comes to us? When finally your eyes and mine are shut, when we are in the coffin and the funeral music is played, will the eternal night of endless death begin, or will the new refreshed and bright morning of a joyful awakening begin for us? The Apostle Paul today gives us a clear-cut answer to that question from today's text. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 14. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep in Jesus. Therefore, it all depends on your faith that Jesus died and rose again. Naturally, the important thing is not just that we literally accept these historical facts. Even the demons also believe these historical facts too, and they tremble at them. No, believing that Jesus died and rose again goes much deeper. It means having an intimate and personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, who died and rose again, and still is alive forever. It means that we are dying with Jesus, and we are living through him as well. The Apostle made two facts very clear to us today. First, Jesus died. He is the only justified one who did not fall asleep. He literally, really died and descended into hell on our place. He died on our behalf, you and me. And believing that Jesus died means our clinging to his unique and sole substitutionary death as our life. Otherwise, all we could have been fearful when facing our own death. Second, Jesus also rose from the dead. And believing that Jesus arose means our entering into a living and intimately personal relationship with Jesus and knowing his resurrection power. Believing that Jesus arose means filling our soul and mind with his resurrection experience in our daily life. Therefore, dear friends in Jesus Christ our Lord, when the death will visit us, do you want to fall asleep in the Lord Jesus? Then you must be all the more awake and active during your daytime. So, when the night comes, you really, really want to fall asleep. Living as a Christian is difficult, and it requires much effort on our part. The life of any true Christian is a life of constant struggles, a life of building each other up and prayers. Indeed, the prayer is the most strenuous of all. Anyone who takes it easy during the daytime will not fall asleep well at night. Anyone who is dozing and slumbering during daytime when it's time really to be wide awake and at work will not fall asleep well. So we'll get ready when the cry is heard saying, "Behold, the bridegroom is coming. Let us go to meet him." Anyone who wants to fall asleep in the blessed hope that the voice of his Father will awaken him had best be on the alert now, right now. Stay awake and pray, dear friends, for it is the last hour. Indeed, we are desiring fervently and earnestly waiting for his Son's second coming from heaven. Therefore, comfort one another with these words of hope. Amen.